real.
She's a sweeter child than the other one.
Okay, all right. Okay, do you have a brother?
Yeah, I have, yeah.
Okay, say you have a brother and he has a son. And so your brother's son would be your what?
Nephew.
Okay. If a child has lost both parents, it's what?
An orphan.
Okay. Suppose it's been put in an institution, then what would you call a child?
An orphan.
Okay. An orphan is looked after by its legal, what?
Guardian.
Okay. Say you have a lot of cousins, nephews, and nieces around, you'd say, the whole town is full of my
kinfolk.
Okay. Any other words you might use?
No.
Would you use the same word for your parents and grandparents?
I'd probably call them my parents and grandparents.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You wouldn't say kinfolk when you meant them. Okay. What about for the people who live in your house?
I call them my family.
Okay. You might say to somebody, yeah, she does have the same family name and she does look a little bit like me, but actually I'm what? I'm trying to say you're not the same family. I'm actually no
relation to her.
Okay. Somebody who comes into town and nobody's ever seen him before, you'd say he's a what?
Stranger.
Okay. All right. What if he came from out of state? What would you call him? Would you call him anything different?
No.
Okay. What if he came from another country?
Foreigner.
Okay. Would you use the word foreigner if he had come from anywhere besides another country?
Yeah, yes, sir.
Okay. Are there any circumstances that you'd use the word foreigner if the person wasn't from out of country?
No, because I think in terms of people from another country as a foreigner, and yet I know that you could be one to me.
What do you mean?
And yet,
explain.
Well, you could be a foreigner to me because I know nothing really about you.
Okay.
And yet I would consider you a stranger because you're of this city and this country.
Okay.
And still I know nothing about you, but I feel more like you were a stranger to me than I would think in terms of you as being a foreigner.
Okay.
This is personal.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's good. What was the name of the mother of Jesus?
Mary.
What?
Mary.
Okay. What was the name of George Washington's wife? Remember?
Wife?
Uh-huh.
Martha.
Okay. What's a nickname for Helen that starts with an N?
A nickname for Helen that starts with an N.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
There's a song, Wait Till the Sunshine.
Nellie.
Okay.
Is that the nickname for Helen?
I didn't know that either.
That's what it says. My name is Nellie.
Is your real name Helen or is it?
Nellie.
It's really Nellie.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of names that start out as nicknames, it seems like are real names now.
Mm-hmm.
People like it better than they like the original name. Will is a nickname, for a boy's name. Okay, Will is a nickname for what?
Hmm. I bet I do, but I can't think. Give me another one.
I don't know, blah, blah, blah. I'm thinking. There's another nickname for this same longer name that you might call a male goat. You could say that's a something goat. Okay, what's a boy's name that starts with a B?
Bob.
Okay, another one?
Bobby.
Okay.
Bill.
Okay. Alright, Bill would be a nickname for what?
William.
Okay. You might say, what, the kid? He was a band.
Billy.
I'm sorry, what?
Billy.
Okay.